Download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And joining us, our first guest on this election eve of the big general election here, is a gentleman who is looking for your vote for the United Independent Party. He is Evan Falchuk, part of the Falchuk-Jennings ticket on your ballot tomorrow. Evan, welcome to Monday Night Talk, sir.
Great to be with you this evening.
I have to ask you, first and foremost, how are you doing as far as getting the word out? I'm seeing you everywhere, but I know that you have had your problems being someone who could be heard when it comes to some of these big debates that are being held, or were held.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've worked so hard over the last year and a half and have been really gratified to be in two of the big televised debates. And what we've been doing and doing right up until now in the heat of the election is working hard every single day to meet voters all across the Commonwealth, to talk to them about our message of positive change by building a new political party that represents people, not all these big moneyed interests, and real leadership that's not trying to play games with sound bites and vague platitudes, but really specific, detailed plans. That resonates with people. And I know from many press organizations that they don't want to hear that because the political establishment doesn't want to hear that and be challenged. So what we're doing is showing, you know, what happens when you go out there and be real. And what I'm looking forward to tomorrow in this election is the opportunity for voters to really show them all, to show people that, you know, voters want this kind of smart reform, this kind of real brave taking on of the issues, because this is the way they live their lives. And we need to see it in our political sphere as well.
Yeah, we're speaking with Evan Falchuk, who is running for governor under the United Independent Party. And I guess I have to ask you, how do you feel that you're polling? How have you been polling over the past couple of weeks? Do you feel that you're going to do well in this particular election?
Well, we've been climbing in the polls over the last couple of weeks, and you know, with just 3% of the vote, we end up becoming an official party in Massachusetts, which is a really big deal because the majority of our legislators every year run unopposed. And in the 2016 elections, we'll be here, and we will be fielding all kinds of new smart candidates, and those candidates are going to win a lot of those races, and we can become not the third party, but the second largest party in our state. That's really meaningful. That's exciting. So we are going to do well. We're going to do a lot better than most people think, and that's exciting. The level of support, like I said, has been building, and it's because of the message of it's time to move out of this tired old left-right debate. It's time to get away from the idea that it's Democrats and Republicans and really nothing else. That's not where most voters are. The majority are not enrolled in either party. And what this campaign is and has been from the beginning is that opportunity to offer people the chance to break out of that, and that's what we're doing.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you are elected our next governor here. Do you already have an action plan for your first 100 days, some of the things that you'll be looking at and that you'd like to enact?
The top things we need to address relate to the cost of living in Massachusetts, which is way too high, and it's because of health care costs and it's because of housing costs. Healthcare has been getting so expensive because of the monopolistic practices of big hospital systems, and this has been a bipartisan process of supporting those hospitals and doing what they're doing and raising prices, and we need to build a fee schedule so we can stop all this profiteering around hospitals. That's my top priority. And the second thing, and especially given my running mate Angus Jennings being with me, is kickstarting our housing market. There is not enough support from the state for local aid, for education, in particular for technical assistance, so that cities can plan and towns can plan for a future of growth. What growth is about housing production, it's about economic development that happens at the local level, and we need a vision in the corner office that's going to do it. That's the second thing we're going to be working on, but these are the highest priorities that we've got to deal with in our state, and it's going to take time to reverse the damage that's been done over the last 20 or so years, but also to unleash the opportunity that fixing these problems represents. I'm excited about working on them.
I have to ask you, and it's one thing I ask all candidates, and that is, I mean, where do you stand on taxes? What is your pledge as far as taxes, new taxes, or raising fees? I mean, you kind of might have already kind of mentioned it during your last answer. And that is that we already live in a state that everything is way too high. Where do you stand when it comes to taxes?
Well, I think especially for small businesses, we've got to have a lower tax rate for small businesses. And I want that to be at least 25% below what other businesses pay. And the challenge that we have in Massachusetts is that our state tax policy is very much geared toward helping support really big businesses, big politically influential organizations. So whether it's partners being allowed to play by its own rules and buy hospitals and raise health insurance premiums, which as a business person myself, this was the biggest problem we faced in my company. You know, as we grew from 9 employees to 600 employees, the cost of hiring that next employee was so high in Massachusetts because of the extent to which these hospitals are profiteering. And we didn't get attention from the state in terms of those kinds of tax breaks. I think that's one of the most important things we need to focus on. I'd like to see us stop giving out almost $1 billion a year in big tax breaks to big companies. Those companies should go to their shareholders for money, not to the taxpayers. And small businesses are the ones that need the most help. And for families, lowering the cost of living is going to make a bigger impact than what we can do with taxes. The insurance premiums and rent and mortgage is enormous, and our political process gets fixated on the tax rate. Everybody wants to pay less. No one likes to pay taxes, but we've got to focus on where the serious issue is, which is in these health care and housing costs.
Yeah, we're speaking with Evan Falchuk, who is a candidate from the United Independent Party. I guess probably one of the final things I would ask you, further down on the ballot, everybody has been talking about these ballot questions. What's your thought on the ballot questions, from the indexing of the gas tax? You have, they want to repeal the casino gaming law, the bottle bill to, earn sick days. Where do you stand on those?
So I think the indexing on the gas tax should stay. We need to reinvest in our transportation infrastructure, which we've underinvested in for so long, and it affects everybody across the Commonwealth. And a lot of that affects the South Shore. The bottle bill I'm in favor of, I think that's going to save cities and towns millions of dollars and is long overdue. I'm against the repeal of the casino law. I think we voted on this already twice, really, and it's time to move on. And we need to. And on the earned sick time, I'm voting in favor of it. I think the legislature should really be brave enough to deal with this. It's better to deal with these issues where you can have the give and take and make these things work better. But there's a need. And if it's there on the ballot, I'm going to vote in favor of it. The big issues we've got to do, though, for small businesses and for families is to lower the cost of living here in Massachusetts. The more money we can get into people's pockets and away from those groups, those big influential corporate-type groups that are overwhelmingly running our politics today, the better. That's why we founded the United Independent Party. And with 3% of the vote, we're going to change the political landscape of Massachusetts forever. We're aiming much higher. And what's most important for everybody is to get out and vote tomorrow. You got to vote. The political establishment does not want you to vote. And you've got to get out there and show them that your voice will be heard and you will not be invisible.
Any worry that we're going to see a carry of it? When I look on the local level, there's an apathy when it comes to voters getting out and voting because they feel that they are not going to be able to change things just with their mere single vote. What would you say to them?
Well, that's the story that they're being told by people from the political establishment. It's that notion of there's not really anything you can do, so why bother? But that's not what democracy is supposed to be about. And there is today a very sophisticated form of politics being run that's driving down voter turnout. And it is not a mistake that when we see all those negative ads on TV that everybody knows drive down turnout, that they keep doing them. It's because they want to see fewer and fewer people voting because it makes it much easier to win those elections. People don't realize, and I find this all the time, that 54% of voters have decided not to enroll in either the Democratic or Republican parties. And people don't realize that when you hear this feeling of, I don't like what's happening and I want to see it change, they don't realize that they're not alone. That's how most voters feel these days. They can make that happen tomorrow when they get out and vote. And it will surprise people, and it's a great opportunity to show people and to show that political establishment that they're not really representing voters anymore, and get out and vote and show them all.
And if folks want to find out more about you and your running mate, Angus Jennings, how can they do that?
They should go to our website. So you've got the Falchuk 2014, FALCHUK2014.org website. You've got the AngusForLG.org website. We've put so much information out there so voters can know what we're doing. And on Facebook, Evan Falchuk, MA, I answer questions there all the time. So voters who want to know more, for the so many voters that are out there who still haven't decided, even at this late date, and there's a lot, go there, educate yourself, check out what we're doing, compare it to the other candidates. You'll see a big difference. And we hope very much we can earn your vote. I'm asking for your help and your support. We need it tomorrow, and most importantly, get out there and vote.
And what I'd like to do is whether you're victorious or if you're able to gain your 3 to 5%, would love to have you back on before the end of the year, if that's possible.
I would love to do that. I look forward to that.
Okay. There he is, Evan Falchuk, looking for your vote for governor tomorrow when you go into the voting booth. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Do not go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.